I think fear is the unexplainable feeling that you get whenever you can't fathom, like, you can't control yourself in a situation.
An unjustified view on something, like, in a negative way.
I think it's a state of mind.
I think fear is something that's very ancient, pre-human.
Like, if you have an experience about it, you're always stuck in that state of mind.
Fear is like that burning flame inside you that just, like, it scorches the inside of your skull.
With, like, the bad experience that you had. And it's hard to, like, get out of it because you're afraid of it.
When you see the anger, look for the fear.
You're sitting there. Beads of sweat rolling down the side of your face. Butterflies begin to swell up inside of your stomach. You begin to get panicky. Your body grows tense. A sharp, shooting pain begins to slowly crawl up your back. You begin chewing what once was perfectly healthy nails. You feel nauseous. Goosebumps start creeping up your arms and legs. You are afraid. Hey there, this is Chris Grimmett.
And Amy Evans. And today, we're going to look into what most of us try to run away from, our fears.
You know, Amy, I spent such a large part of my life just trying to stay as far away as possible from my fears of birds and snakes.
Yeah, Chris, I know how you feel. I mean, anytime I see a clown or a midget, all I want to do is kick him in the balls and run the other way. But having fear is normal, right? I mean, everyone's scared of something.
Oh, heck yeah, I got fears.
Heights, or I have a fear of someone, like, stalking me or, like, murdering me.
I hate clowns.
I'm afraid of tripping in front of people.
Fear of dreams.
I'm terrified of, like, scary movies.
Being alone and complete darkness.
Escalators. Because I don't like the steps because they're so jagged. And I don't like the top because you can get, like, sucked into, like, the top. And it's really stupid.
I have fears about death.
I cannot handle haunted stuff or scary stories, and I am terrified of flying.
So, we're not the only one with fears. Good, that's a relief. But that still leaves us with the question of how do we cope with what we're afraid of?
I walk the other way, or I just kind of close my eyes and pretend like they're not there.
I guess I just have to, like, take myself out of that state of mind for, like, a hot second so that I don't, you know, just freak out really quick.
I guess try and face it, or just try and, like, not psych myself out about things.
I'd get, like, a flamethrower and fry their asses.
Usually, I hold on to something or someone very tightly and take as many deep breaths as I can to calm myself down.
I do feel like, to be okay with death is to be fine with life, and I'm definitely into being fine with life.
Just kind of cross that bridge when I get there.
You know, Amy, some of that's actually not half bad advice. I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to get over my fears overnight, but I definitely think I can make a step in the right direction. How about you?
I'll try, Chris, but can't make any promises.
Well, that's all you really can do. All that advice is helpful, but conquering your fears is going to take longer than a 4-minute documentary.
Yeah, I agree.
Until next time, this is Chris Grimmett.
And Amy Evans.